Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Navanita Adhikari with the World News. The headlines. India and Cyprus agree to establish joint force for combating terrorism, elevate bilateral ties to strategic partnership, also sign several agreements to enhance economic cooperation. Quad foreign ministers meeting to be held in New Delhi on 26th of this month. India dispatches 20 tons of critical vaccine material to Afghanistan to strengthen child immunization program. A Qatari negotiating team reaches Tehran in a fresh diplomatic push to end war between US and Iran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, have reiterated their commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both leaders held a bilateral meeting in New Delhi today at the Hyderabad House in New Delhi. Following the talks between the two leaders, both sides exchanged various agreements, including an MOU on establishing a joint working group on counter-terrorism and an MOU in the field of diplomatic training between the Sushma Swaraj Institute of Foreign Service and the Diplomatic Academy of Cyprus. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri were among those present in the meeting. Addressing a joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi said India and Cyprus would work together on connectivity initiatives such as the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. On defence and security cooperation, Mr. Modi said both countries agreed to further strengthen collaboration in cyber security, maritime security and counter-terrorism.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा सहयोग भी हमारे संबंधों का एक महत्वपूर्ण स्तंभ है हमें बहुत खुशी है कि पिछले कुछ वर्षों में दोनों देशों के बीच मिलिट्री एक्सचेंज और ट्रेनिंग सहयोग बढ़े हैं आज हमने साइबर सिक्योरिटी मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी और काउंटर टेररिज्म सहयोग को भी और मजबूत करने का निर्णय लिया है इतना ही नहीं हम इंडो पैसिफिक ओशन इनिशिएटिव और इंडिया मिडल ईस्ट यूरोप इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर जैसे महत्वपूर्ण पहलों से कनेक्टिविटी सुनिश्चित करने के लिए भी साथ मिलकर काम करेंगे
India and Cyprus also decided to elevate their relationship to the level of a strategic partnership and launched a joint task force to strengthen cooperation in areas including infrastructure and shipping. Hailing the decision, Prime Minister Modi said the bond between India and Cyprus has repeatedly stood the test of time.
आज हम अपने विश्वसनीय संबंधों को एक स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में एलिवेट कर रहे हैं भारत और साइप्रस के बीच यह स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप दोनों देशों के फाइनेंशियल और सर्विसेज हब को जोड़कर कॉमर्स के लिए कैपिटल अनलॉक करेगी यह साइप्रस के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एनर्जी और एग्रीकल्चर सेक्टर में भारतीय कंपनीज के लिए नए अवसर प्रदान करेगी और भारत के तेजी से बढ़ते शिपिंग और मैरिटाइम क्षेत्रों में नया निवेश लेकर आएगी
Later, briefing media, Secretary West and Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George, both leaders held wide-ranging discussions in New Delhi, which were focused on enhancing cooperation in trade and investment, defence, maritime security, financial connectivity, technology and innovation, mobility, education, culture and India-EU engagement.
Discussions focused on enhancing cooperation in trade and investment, defense, maritime security, financial connectivity, technology and innovation, mobility, education, culture, and India-EU engagement. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of concern. Both leaders reiterated their commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism.
Mr. George said some of the important announcements that were made today include establishment of a cyber security dialogue, establishment of a consular dialogue, roadmap for bilateral defense cooperation for the period 2026 to 2031, and Cyprus joining the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi on 26th of this month at the invitation of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Foreign Minister of Australia Penny Wong, Foreign Minister of Japan Toshimitsu Motegi and Secretary of State of the United States Marco Rubio are arriving in New Delhi to participate in the meeting. The Ministry of External Affairs said in keeping with Quad vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific, the ministers will build on discussions held in Washington, D.C. on 1st July last year. They will exchange views on advancing Quad cooperation across priority areas, review progress on ongoing Quad initiatives, and reflect on recent developments in the Indo-Pacific region and other international issues of mutual concern. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has delivered 20 tons of critical dry materials for BCG and tetanus and diphtheria vaccines to Kabul to augment Afghanistan's child immunization program. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs said that more consignments are underway. New Delhi has expressed commitment to support the people of Afghanistan in health sector. Reaffirming New Delhi's commitment to Afghanistan's healthcare sector, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India remains committed to supporting the friendly people of Afghanistan in the health sector. The assistance is aimed at strengthening child healthcare services and expanding immunization coverage in the country. A Qatari negotiating team has arrived in Tehran in coordination with the United States in a fresh diplomatic push to end the war between Washington and Iran. The move marks a significant shift for Doha, which had until now kept its distance from mediating in the conflict after Iran attacked Qatar with missiles and drones during the fighting. Qatar had previously played a key mediation role in Gaza war and other international disputes. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, speaking after a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Helsingborg, Sweden, acknowledged there had been some slight progress in indirect talks with Iran, but was careful not to exaggerate the scale of the movement. Rubio said core disputes remain unresolved, particularly over Iran's enriched uranium stockpile and its push to impose a tolling system on the Strait of Hormuz, something he called flatly unacceptable.
We all would love to see an agreement with Iran in which the straits are open and they abandon their nuclear weapons ambitions. That's what we would all hope for, and that's what we're going to continue to work on. But we also have to have a plan B, and plan B is whatever Iran decides, we refuse to open the straits, we're going to own the straits, and we're going to charge tolls for it. At that point, something has to be done about it. There are countries represented here today that are more deeply impacted by this than even the United States is. I raised that point today. I got a lot of nods. I got a lot of people that came up to me afterwards and acknowledged it.
Two Indian mountaineers, Arun Kumar Tiwari and Sandeep Are, died while descending from Mount Everest. Officials at Nepal's Department of Tourism said today these climbers were descending after conquering the peak of the world's tallest mountain. Arun and Sandeep were reportedly exhausted while they were coming down from the peak and could not be saved despite the best efforts of their guides. Both climbers summited Everest yesterday and fell ill during their descent. Short-range ballistic missile Agni-1 was successfully test-launched from the integrated test range at Chandipur, Odisha today. Ministry of Defence said that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. The test was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. The successful launch marks another milestone in India's strategic defence preparedness and reinforces the credibility of the country's minimum credible deterrence capability. Agni-1 is a short-range surface-to-surface ballistic missile developed indigenously as part of India's strategic missile programme. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 256 runs for Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Hyderabad. Batting first after winning the toss, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 255 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Cyprus agreed to establish joint force for combating terrorism, elevate bilateral ties to strategic partnership. Also signed several agreements to enhance economic cooperation. Quad Foreign Ministers meeting to be held in New Delhi on 26th of this month. India dispatches 20 tons of critical vaccine material to Afghanistan to strengthen child immunization. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.